Good morning. Are you ready? Because God wants to really spark our year off and take us to new heights and new places with himself. And, you know, as we're always looking for how God wants to motivate us. And I thought this morning was just so good. God wants to motivate us with his love.
Amen. That's right.
Everything God does comes out of, flows out of his incredible love for you and for me. That each one of us here today, God has a plan for, a purpose for, and that through us, so many people's lives are to be touched.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. So every year, when Alan and I go away, we do vision planning. We look at our main vision. Our main vision is together, love works. To see that we are staying on track and that we are sharp and focused. But we also look at stepping stones. You know, every year we have Vision Sunday, not to look at the main vision, to look at what is the vision for this year. Because there are stepping stones in accomplishing this large vision that we have in World Harvest Bible Church. So last year our vision was wonder. And we looked at the wonder of who he is and the wonder of who we are. So we expressed this during through the sermon series. We looked at, do you remember the seven wonders at the beginning of last year? If you were here, we really enjoyed teaching that, didn't we?
Yeah, that was an awesome series.
And then towards the end, we did Wonderful Counselor. And that was looking at God's character. But we're also looking at us, the wonder of who we are. And we looked at our identity in Christ. And we used WHBC Daily for daily confessions. Who used that daily confessions across the year? Some of you did. Well, we took those from In Christ Jesus. And if you haven't read In Christ Jesus, it's available at the back. We just highly recommend that as a book, and you can go through that really as a daily reading, and there's lots of confessions that you can make in there.
That's right. You know, we really, over that year, that our key scripture was from Romans 14, and that just proved to be such an accurate one for us. You know, this kingdom to which we belong, it's where our focus needs to be, serving Christ, pleasing God. And it was just, you know, that's what happens when you catch hold of the wonder of God, that wonder of him, the knowledge of who he is, it's so much easier to serve God. In fact, you desire because you see how good he is to you, and you see how good he wants to be through you. So, you know, just that scripture was a real sparker. And we really saw some great victories in the year, some major victories. So, who remembers the Community Fun Day?
Oh, yeah. That was good.
They're hosting it on-site here, not just doing it in the park somewhere off, but actually bringing it here, bringing people here. You know, the prayer tent worked amazing. We saw miracles. People got healed on the day. You know, working with Club 1040 and the care of students. The whole church made an impact. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
And we had the food bank. Well, the mini Target, that got well and truly smashed. We had 1,533 kilos of food collected. But even better than that, 1,230 people got fed.
Wait.
Here. As well as those that got fed up Knocker Parade.
Yeah.
And you just think, wow, God's got a book in the Bible called Numbers because he's interested in people. He's interested. You and I are just not numbers. Those people are not just numbers. They're names that God wants to touch, wants to reach. And as for the CAP Debt Center, we saw 19 clients last year. Three clients went debt-free, and the fourth's just about to do that now. Eight other clients are also working their way through a debt process of repayment. So that is 12 out of the 19 are proceeding or have got breakthroughs. So that, I think that's just amazing.
I think one of the other things that you might not know is so CAP is it's not even 2 years old yet, but we're already seeing, for the amount of time that Simone gives, the 2 days, we're above the average, aren't we, of seeing people become debt-free. It's really successful, and so we're just excited about more people becoming debt-free.
And when last year we also saw Glen House getting secured. You know, we've got two tenants upstairs, as well as the tenant downstairs. We've actually been able to do some improvements to the property, a property that was draining money from the church, that we didn't know what to do with. It was surplus to requirements. And actually, we've got two Christian organisations upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Downstairs that we set up for the nursery all those years ago, it was the flagship, our nursery in the whole area. It's once again become the flagship. Mm. It's not run by us anymore, so we don't have the burden of it, but it's that center of excellence. You see, everything about WHBC wants to speak about excellence.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Because we want to give God the glory in everything we're doing.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we've got two tenants upstairs serving the Lord,
uh-huh.
really going for the things that we wanted as a church.
Uh-huh.
And I just think that's exciting. And
yeah.
It's now producing some income towards us.
Uh-huh.
So instead of us supporting a building that we didn't know what to do with, now it's being used for the kingdom,
uh-huh.
and it's actually generating money for the church here.
That's right. And then one of the exciting things that we did last year in September and November is we had two Bring a Friend Sundays. And it was so exciting to see you guys bring your friends and to see them make commitments to the Lord. And that's what we want to continue to do as we go through this year, because that's why we're here. We exist so people encounter Jesus. That's our mission statement, isn't it? And this results in lives being changed. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah.
So this, finally, we'll just look, it's the wonder of who he is and the wonder of who we are. It was a great year. We really enjoyed last year. It's time
it's
to move on.
Year. It's a new year. So 2017, what does that contain? What's God got for us in 2017? Well, we just really had one word. One word.
Quick, say it.
Reach. We had one word. That's really what we had, a real sense that God was speaking about this coming year, that it was going to be a reach. This year, we turned 20. Can you believe it? The World Harvest Bible Church. We started 20 years ago.
Yeah. And
wow.
So we have a date for you. Save the date. It's a weekend, really. 22nd and 23rd of April. So get your phones out, get your calendars out, and write it down. We're going to have 2 days of celebration. It's the weekend after Easter. Most of the school holidays are the 2 weeks running up to Easter, so this is after the holidays, and we're going to celebrate on the Saturday and the Sunday. Matt and Julie are going to be here. They really want to be here, so
yes.
They're going to be here for a few weeks, actually. Philip and Tracy also are hoping to be here that weekend to celebrate with us. So currently at the moment, we're planning a 20-style evening on the Saturday night. And then on the Sunday, we'll have a celebration. But we're going to make sure there's a bit of something for everyone. It's not just about the adults, is it? We very much, Studio 4 and our children are very much part of our church. So there's going to be something for everyone. And if you want to get involved, please let us know.
Yeah, it's a good time to get dressed up and celebrate. You know, it's good for, good to get fancy and put some glad rags on and enjoy ourselves. You know, God celebrates. He loves celebrating. Do you know, there's a party in heaven every time someone gets saved.
Mm-hmm.
And as we look back at 20 years, how many salvations through this church? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. We know that it's over 700 through just the Farsi ministry. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Over 700. I don't normally speak this publicly. But over 700 Muslims have become Christians through World Harvest Bible Church directly.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Thank you, Lord.
That's the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to just excite you just how many people that means mm-hmm. whose lives turn around.
Mm-hmm.
And how many other churches have been affected.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting.
Okay.
Let's get back to the vision.
So we're going to get back to the vision, reach. So we had fun. We got the dictionary out. And if you get the dictionary out, there are so many meanings for the word reach. And we had them up on the walls, didn't we, in this place. We were hoping that where we were staying, they wouldn't come in and see everything that we were doing. But it was fine. We use the stuff that you stick up.
It's whiteboard.
You get on the roll, and it will actually stick to the wall. It's brilliant. Okay.
It's really exciting because actually our hosts then gave us a gift for Food Bank.
Yeah. They were really impressed with what we were doing, weren't they?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. And they gave a gift of money towards
financial gift.
Yeah. Anyway, so there are four nouns that we were looking at. So there's the act of reaching out, so we can reach. There's the limits of our effectiveness. We're gonna come back to some of these in a minute. The limits of our capability, strength, and the area and scope that we have. And then there were some verbs as well for reach. There was moving forward, or upward to touch. There's a reach point, you know, when you get to a point in time or you get to a certain level, you can extend as far as you can. That's reach as well. Getting through to somebody, reaching somebody, I've got hold of them. Arriving at a destination, you've reached where you're going, and there's gain with effort. You know, there are things that sometimes take effort, you know, and we finally get there. So we really felt that out of all of these, that God was emphasizing something from the four nouns. So we're going to look at each one of those individually now.
Yeah, so starting with the act of reaching out. I mean, it's really obvious, isn't it? It speaks about action.
Right.
You know, reach means action. It's to reach to someone, to reach through or getting through to someone. Or, you know, that's one of the things that Claire just said, is actually not just reaching and touching someone, but actually getting through to them.
Yeah.
Limits of effectiveness. That sounds great, but it's how powerful or how strong the things are that we do. You know, you can do something, but it have very little effect. It can be ineffective, as in it just scatters. You can, you know, you just like Joe, when he wants to have a drink, he doesn't just have a bit of squash in the water. He has a bit of water with his squash. He wants to really get a good taste. So he likes the double strength stuff. That's fun when we think about that you and I, we're to be so strong, so effective in the world. Our commitment determines our effectiveness.
Yes. Yeah.
Our commitment determines our effectiveness, and our effectiveness is determined by our skill level.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about this, we're talking about something, you know, it's discipleship, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about somebody who does a degree, it takes commitment. You have to be determined that you're going to go and train. So it takes that commitment to train so that you become effective. Our effectiveness determines our skill level. And, you know, you can't get a degree unless you are committed, unless you're prepared to train. And it's the same here. We need to be lifelong learners. We need to continue to be disciples. Because I don't know about you, but I want to be more and more and more effective for Him. You know, I don't want to just stay where I am. And this is to do with reach. You know, how far can you reach?
Mm.
How effective can you be? This is great for me because I can do lots of stuff here. But anyway.
And it's not like, you know, when you're painting on a ladder and you're trying to reach, and it's like, actually, this is getting a bit dangerous. No, we're on solid ground.
Yeah.
And when we're reaching things with God, we are well able to do the things He's calling us to.
That's right. Okay, and then there is the limits of capability. So personally, you know, think about your life. You have work, you have your home life, you have church, you know, and in it all we need to think, well, what am I capable of? But what we mustn't forget is what God has asked us to do. We must allow space for God. And I think continually through this year, we're still going to ask this question, is he really Lord? Is he Lord of every area in your life? Because to be effective, for that capability, we need to allow God to work in our life because he enables us to do more and more and more. And then as a church, for our limits of capability, every person serving in the church, it's important that we're a team, that we work together. And as a church, as a growing church, we need to work together and we all need to take that place of serving in the church, whatever that is. And then our area and scope, that's where we reach to. And, you know, part of that verb was extend as far as you can. And I was thinking about, you know, when you stand still, you know, I can reach someone, I can shake your hands, you know, I'm reaching somebody. Or, you know, I can reach here. But God wants us to reach as far as we can and to actually go, do you know what, I'm going over here. You know, not just stay in one place and just go, well, I can reach here and I can reach here. He wants you to go, no, reach over here. What's our scope? What's our area? There are things that God wants to add to us as part of the vision, the big vision of World Harvest Bible Church.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so we got a key scripture for the year. You know, every year God gives us a key scripture, something he wants us to keep holding before him. And these scriptures, usually when God gives us them, there's some sense of his love being revealed. And this key scripture for this year is Isaiah 54. It's in verse 2 to 4. So if you've got your Bibles, just you're going to need to mark this. We're going to pray over that, this scripture across the year. It's going to be one of the key scriptures. Okay. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide.
Yep.
Do not hold back.
That's it.
Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood.
And we love this version from the Message that says, clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You're going to take over whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be embarrassed. Don't hold back. You're not going to come up short. You'll forget all about the humiliations of your youth, and the indignities of being a widow will fade from memory. What a great translation
that
is. Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, remember that we're talking about taking shame away. You know, this is one of the ways the enemy always seeks to limit and control people. You're only this or you're only that. And God is always going, oh, no, no, not with me, you're not. With me, all things are possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's a reminder to the widows, to the widowers as well. You know that whatever's going on, whatever loss we perceive around us, God is well able to bless us and increase us despite everything we see. He is not a God who is limited.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't want us thinking limited either.
Uh-huh.
He never wants us to settle back. He wants us to push forward,
uh-huh,
to believe, hey, even when I've got gray hair or no hair, I'm still going to be used.
Uh-huh.
Even when I'm a youngster that doesn't yet know a vast amount, I'm going to be used.
Uh-huh.
It's not about my age. It's about my availability.
That's uh-huh. it. That's good.
That's good. Right.
It's not about my background and culture that I've grown up in.
Uh-huh.
Or where I find myself placed.
Uh-huh.
You see, this is such a key for each one of us. This is a year to not let limitation... that the enemy always seeks to limit and control, and God is saying, oh no,
uh-huh.
I have put you in a spacious place.
That's right, come on.
I have put a word in your mouth that will sustain,
uh-huh.
deliver, and provoke people to faith,
uh-huh.
that will bring life. If you'll speak, things will happen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not just the pastor. But each one of us, there is something dynamic about this year.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That as we speak out and declare, don't hold back. Maybe you've spoken to people in the past and they've ridiculed the things you said. Well, you're going to find yourself speaking and doing those same things again, and you're going to find it's a different season.
Uh-huh.
Because God says so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, we see that with the disciples. They've been fishing all night, and they're tired. And they see Jesus uh-huh. on the shore. And he asks them whether they caught anything. And, of course, the answer's no. And he says, throw the nets out on the other side.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, come on. We have been at it. We've been doing this. But because you said so, they lowered the nets.
That's a good one. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
There wasn't a change
uh-huh.
in it, wasn't the location. It wasn't that they put it on the other side of the boat. The point was they did what Jesus said,
yeah.
and that's what needed.
Yeah, yeah.
He said it, they did it, results.
Amen. Uh-huh.
And we need to believe that.
Uh-huh.
That's what we are, a faith church.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then there's another version. The NLT, New Living Translation, says, enlarge your house, build an addition, spread out your home, and spare no expense, for you will soon be bursting at the seams. Your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle the ruined cities. Fear not, you will no longer live in shame. Don't be afraid. There is no more disgrace for you. You will no longer remember the shame of your youth and the sorrows of your widowhood.
Amen.
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 So in some ways, this isn't a new scripture for us. We've used this before in the past, but God is really, he's highlighting it again.
That's good.
He's saying, this is important.
Yeah.
You need to hear this scripture.
Yeah.
There's a sense that things are already changing. You know, last year, with the Bring a Friend Sundays. But if we just go back to Encounter 2015 with Jared, and I know that we keep referring to this, but it was such a key word for us. And he spoke about that new season that we're in. Winter is over. The storms are finished. There's the cooing of the doves. And that's the voice of the Spirit. We'll be able to hear the voice of the Spirit so much clearer. And it talks of spring and early fruit. And one of the words that Jared also said is striving to see people saved is over. And I think last year there was a change in the spiritual landscape here at World Harvest. And we saw the beginning of people joining the church, new salvations. But we need to see more and more and more of those if we're going to grow, if the kingdom of God is going to grow. Listen, it's not about World Harvest Bible Church. It's about the kingdom of God.
Yes.
It's about lives being saved. It's about lives being changed.
Yeah.
Eternity for people being changed. You know, I don't mind if they come here and they go to another church. I just want people to be saved.
Yes.
You know, even if they come from another city or another country, we want to see people saved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that means that this year we need to reach out. And we need to hold them up.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to look at discipleship, especially for new believers in this church. You know, we've been very good at feeding the body. We've been very good at training the body. But we need to begin to look at what do we do with people when they first come to know the Lord, so that we're providing them with what they need, those firm foundations in their life from the beginning.
Especially for a church that's actually been well taught. You know, most of us actually don't need another revelation from God. We actually have more than enough to live out the rest of our life with no one preaching another message. Now, I know there's new people come into the church, that's right. But, you know, if we only lived in what we already know and used more of it, we would actually see that we have so much to give, that we are so blessed. This is the reality. I don't know if you take a Sunday off and you go to another church and you hear the teaching there. And you kind of realize the riches of what you have, or the worship, or I'm not being proud about our church, but there's something God's been doing here. And when I go away, I really miss it. I miss you when I'm not around. It doesn't mean that we're better than others. That's not what I'm talking about. But I do believe there's giftings and graces on this church. When you dare to use that and listen and teach the things that you have heard taught here, you will find that you yourself are more effective.
That's right.
If you've been in church, you see, some of us have been in church 30 years, talking about myself. What keeps me excited is not church, but it's people. That God wants me to reach and touch people. And this is the thing. What is it that gets us excited? When you see God's heart of compassion for people,
that's right.
It doesn't matter how tired, how sick you feel, how limited by finances, you want to give, you want to bless, you want to reach out. And you know what? You get more excited. The more times I preach myself well, when I'm stuck at home and I'm thinking, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, that's usually when I get worse. I needed to be here this morning. Not because I'm perfect, not because I've got everything right, but I really believe when God uses me, things happen. So when God uses me, not when I try to do God's things. But there's a word coming out, and as I'm preaching, God is just letting stuff happen in hearts beyond my abilities. I want you to keep on remembering. I say this so often, but just because you're in church this morning, God is going to speak to you.
That's
you believe He will speak to you, then I could read from the alphabet, or I could read from the yellow pages, and you'd hear God.
Yes, that's right.
Because God would speak to you.
Yeah.
I know I need to preach right. I do need to preach from the Word. But if you will believe God, He will speak to you. When you turn up, do you believe that you are here not just to receive a message from me, but to receive something from God for someone this week, a unique, distinctive word that is going to challenge and change their life?
Yeah.
He is well able.
So this is a year when we all need to be available. Do you remember, those of you who are here, we did a few years back, we did a series on discipleship. And we say constantly that this is a church full of leaders. And disciples disciple others. We all need to be going. Who are we discipling? And not put limits on ourselves. You know, going back to the scripture, it says we need to clear the ground so that we can stretch out where? In all directions. You know, when you put a tent up, if you just do one side, you get a lopsided tent. You have to stretch out all the corners in order to have a good, strong, sturdy tent. And the thing is that when we grow big, it talks about the stakes. We talk a lot about lengthening, don't we? You need to lengthen the ropes to grow. But it actually says you need to strengthen the stakes. And the stakes, they're put into the foundation. And so that means we need to constantly make sure our foundation is strong.
Yeah.
The foundation that we have. You know, faith is one of our foundations. Love is one of our foundations. And we need to make sure that these stay strong in the church so that as we grow, we don't become weak in one area, but there is balance as we grow. We need to stop saying we don't have time or space in our lives.
Right.
We don't have time not to.
Say that again.
We need to stop saying we don't have time or space in our lives because we don't have time not to. We're in the last days. How desperate are you to see people saved?
That's good.
We need to stop saying I can't and we need to say I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. So let's say that together. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Let's say it again. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And I love what it says in the message. It says, don't hold back. You're not going to come up short. And I think a lot of times we don't do things because we think we're going to fail. But you know, God always sets you up to succeed. He says you're not going to come up short. And we need to go, okay, God, you told me to do that. So I'm not going to come up short. I'm going to do it because I know you're with me. If you've told me to do it, then you are with me and I am going to do it. I'm not doing it alone.
Yes.
So this is a year to conquer fears and to walk in your authority. You know, and if you are bound by fear, you're like this. When I think of somebody who's afraid, there's this great big metal chain, and a fearful person is like this. I don't do this because, or I don't do this because, or I don't do this. And God is saying to you, reach.
Come on.
You can only reach if you go, fear, you have no authority in my life. Reach.
Come on.
It's so important that we're not afraid because God has so much for us this year. We need to stretch out into new areas and not just try and stay where we are. He has new things for us.
Yeah.
We're a growing family that is reaching the world.
Yep, yep.
We're reaching the world. I love the fact that we have a church with people from so many different nations because that means that we are touching the nations. We're touching the nations. You know, a word that is spoken on a Sunday into your life. You might get on the phone to wherever your relatives or families are in the other country. Hey, guess what my pastor said today? Or guess what I heard at church? Or guess what I heard at life group? Guess what I heard at small group? The word is going from here to there.
Yeah.
It's impacting the world. God's given us so many resources here. We want to be good stewards of everything God has given us.
That actually brings a responsibility. Because we are an Antioch church. Jerusalem was a church that was built up of almost exclusively Jews. I mean, for 10 years, no non-Jew got saved. We think of Jerusalem as the church of encounter, as power, and all kinds of things happened. But it took persecution for Jerusalem to actually turn its eyes outwards. 10 years, no non-Jew got saved.
Mm-hmm.
And God had to give specific vision, interrupting and challenging the very fabric of that church's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Antioch Church, that was a church, different leaders, different backgrounds. But what that actually means is you and I have to learn how to cross-culture our thinking. We have to learn from one another, learn from other people's, not just their cultures, but what blocks the faith in their culture, what helps their faith in their culture, what blocks my faith in my culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we actually have to learn to like people from a different culture.
Mm-hmm.
It is not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say it like it is. We have one unique thing that brings us together, and it's not our language. With Christ.
Amen. Yeah.
Christ makes my sister, my brother. He makes you what I have no relationship with you. He gives me love for people that I hardly know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the breakthrough that God says. This is the world sees the difference.
Yeah.
That you have love one for another. How can you love people from a different culture? Well, let me show you how. My God gave me love for people I didn't know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what shocks the world. I mean, we can see that with Brexit and all the other things. Those are natural symptoms of a world that is polarizing in opinion. Because they've tried to do an artificial peace. Let's let everybody in. And I'm not trying to be political here. I'm more talking about the heart attitude. It says, let's just welcome everybody. But actually, people have just polarized. So you have this group lives in this area. This group lives in that area. It's not a mixed community. Yet God has put us together, a missional community, a people who don't live according to their upbringing, but who live according to the word of God, who change the way we've been brought up, who change our mindsets every time we see something new in the word of God that goes and slaps us in the face and goes, that's not love. Whoa, okay, I'm going to change. And I can change because I'm being made like him in every way. That's what is the reason for this multicultural church that you're a part of. God knew the plans he had for you would never be fulfilled unless he put you beside people who are not like you. And not like me, thank goodness. Praise God you're not like me. Praise God that you're not like me. That you compliment, that you spark, you challenge, you invite me to rise to become more in Christ.
Okay.
That's reach.
So we have another scripture as well. Deuteronomy 54, verses 2 to 4. And this is the good news. It says, now what I'm commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven so that you have to ask who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it. Nor is it beyond the sea so that you have to ask who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it. No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so you may obey it. So I just want to make something really clear during this year. We are not reaching to grasp Jesus. He's here.
Yep.
He is here.
Yeah.
He lives in you.
Yeah.
We stand in his presence, and his word is near.
Yeah.
It's near. It's in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it. This vision this year, he's saying, come on, World Harvest Bible Church. You've got so much. It's time to step up and to reach out. out and to do more for me.
Mm.
We are a faith church.
Yeah.
And God is really calling us out on this. He's saying, what are you saying? What are you declaring? What are you speaking out? What are you confessing? Not when you're here on a Sunday, but during the week. What are you speaking out? What are you confessing? What are you declaring? What is God asking you to do? Because it's not too difficult or beyond your reach. What is God asking us to do as a church? Because it's not too difficult. It's not beyond our reach. So we're going to get real now. We're going to get practical. What does this vision mean for us this year? What is it that we're going to accomplish? So we're going to look back at those four areas and then look at what our goals are for this year. So just a quick recap. The four areas are more acts. So we'll just change the name slightly so that it fits in. More acts, greater effectiveness, increased capacity, and wider scope. Okay? So let's have a look at the first one. So the first one is more acts. So we're going to continue to focus on finding Frank. Do you remember this is the act of reaching out? So we're going to focus on Frank's and Bring a Friend Sundays. Why? Because we exist so people encounter Jesus. We don't exist for ourselves. We don't exist to come and have a bit of a hurrah on a Sunday morning and wasn't that great. No, we exist so other people encounter Jesus. And 26th of February, that's our next Bring a Friend Sunday. And we've got Bengt Veldemam here, who is an amazing man of faith. We love him greatly. And he's coming. He's doing Sunday morning, which he knows already. We're saying to everybody, bring your friend. It's a great opportunity for salvation. He tells hilarious stories, really captivates the heart. And so we're expecting to see salvations in the morning. And then we're doing a healing service in the evening.
Mm.
So maybe someone doesn't want to come in the morning, but you know somebody who needs a touch from God. And come in the evening. Salvations and healing in the evening as well.
That's going to be an awesome day that day. I really know in advance, I'm warning you. And I'm warning the prayer team, you know, you need to be ready to catch. People are going to go flying. People are going to get challenged, changed.
Mm-hmm.
Cancers will be dealt with. There's going to be major healings.
Mm-hmm.
Bring folks. It's not going to be freaky. You're just going to see the power of God hit this place.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and in the week, the weeks leading up to, we're going to be teaching on healing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be getting ready for what God's about to do.
Yeah.
Releasing faith. But I tell you, Bengt, that's a date. Put it in your diary.
Mm-hmm. So, finding Frank. Let's see if everybody can say it. Friends? Relatives? Acquaintances? Neighbours? Kids' connections? So there's all these different areas. Look, who are you praying for? Who is God highlighting to you? And over the year, we're going to have 5 Bring a Friend Sundays. So we've said the 26th, Easter Day. We're going to do the Community Fun Day again. The 3rd of September, which will probably be International Food. And then Bonfire Night falls on the 5th of November.
Sunday.
This year, on the Sunday. Oh, yeah, of course it falls on the 5th of November. Oh, dear. On the Sunday. Woohoo! So, yeah. So, what are our goals this year? So, the first one under this, more acts. Every person reaching out to talk to someone about Jesus. We exist so people encounter Jesus. So at the end of this year, we want everybody in this room, everybody who's listening on the podcast, everybody who's joining the church over the year, who's listening to this, to go, yeah, before this year ends, I'm going to reach at least one person with the gospel. I'm going to talk to at least one person about the Lord. So how else are we going to do this? Well, do you remember we talked about personal tracts? And we really want to encourage you to write your own personal tract that you can hand out, that you can carry around, but that also that we can have available for food bank and during SASH, so that it says so-and-so's story, so people can just pick them up and read. You know, these seeds, the little seeds that are sown, have an amazing effect in people's lives. We want to also encourage you to open up your home to a Frank. Maybe you're doing that already. I know some people love to open up their homes, but for some people, this might feel a little bit scary. You know, oh, I've got to bring somebody into my home. But you know, it brings down barriers, you know, to speaking into people's lives. And it doesn't have to be scary. You can invite them in for a coffee, invite them for a meal. What about with kids connections? What about inviting kids from the street to come for a movie night? And of course, then the parents have to come and pick them up. You know, they can come and join in too. What about opening your house to the street, having a barbecue, or something at Christmas? Now, Alicia, I don't know if you're here, Alicia. She opened up her home before Christmas, and they had four or five different sets of neighbors come in on a particular day. You know, what are we afraid? Why are we afraid of saying we're Christians? Mm. Why? You know, we have something amazing that other people need. We carry peace that other people need. So it's a challenge, really.
You know, setting that as a goal. I'm going to do this once a month. I'm going to believe that God is going to help me creatively find a way to bring someone into my house once a month, at least. Mm-hmm. Each one of us can manage that, actually. I know we're busy. I know that we have got kids running here, there, everywhere. We're trying to set them and good example, train them up and do all the right kinds of things. Yeah. What better way to train our kids right than, do you know what? It's important that you open your house.
Yeah.
It's important that people see you for what you really are.
Yeah. And every person praying for their street. Now, one of the exciting things is with Neighbourhood Prayer Network, and Alicia's been getting people to sign up, 83 streets are being prayed for. Isn't that exciting? Our goal was 100 through the church, and we've got 83. And she reckons nearly everybody in the church is praying for their street. And so across this year, we're going to work at giving you ideas, putting tools into your hands to help you pray for your neighbours and to help you pray for your street. Okay, so greater effectiveness.
That's right. Life in circles. You know, Pastor Marcus is really wanting to be here and be really pushing and promoting this. They've had to go back to the States for just a couple of months. And so we'll have them back come April. But, you know, we are a life group church. And obviously this year we're launching the small groups. That's more opportunities to grow and to learn. And, you know, with those small groups, you know, three or four gathering together, 10 over here, you know, just a few doing it at different times, that there's just help that encouragement of one another. What's God saying to you? Beginning to share. You know, each of those groups, they're going to be different. They're going to be interest-based. So maybe around a particular book, or maybe it's an activity. But that greater effectiveness, how many of you are genuinely in a life group? Because we want to really challenge, encourage that every person... We want to get back to 75% of the church actually genuine connected with a life group. Uh-huh. That doesn't just mean that you know who the life group leader is, but actually your pattern of life revolves around being connected to people in the church. You know, sometimes it can be very easy, you know, to be part of something that's happening. So this last Friday, we had the Festival of Praise, and loads of churches got together. You can't be in relationship with all those people. It's a great event, but it's not life. Life in circles means the people beside you, near you, getting in here, opening your life to them. Now, that's a challenge, because we might have been hurt. Maybe people have abused our trust in the past, or maybe someone has repeated something we said in an inappropriate way. Forgive. Just because someone's let you down once, or even twice, or even seven times, forgive and dare to believe that God will help you to receive the right support and care from people around you.
So as part of this, we're going to look at where the life groups are. And if you might live in an area and know that there's two other families that live in that area and there's no life group, well, please come and speak to us, because we'd like to enable there to be a life group in your area. So we want to make sure that everybody is committed. And I know we're looking at creating a new one that's more Salford Keys area at some point during the year.
Yeah. So we got, we're believing for 8 to 10 small groups. And we're going to clarify, and we're going to begin to put on the walls some of the leadership structure. You know, we realize that, like Mark was saying, he's part of the leadership team supporting. Why do we say these things? Well, our leadership isn't actually that clear. And so we're going to put it up on the website. We're going to put it up on the walls. There's just going to be some changes, some of the clarification going forward, so it makes it easy for people to identify.
Yeah.
And also putting the DNA courses, instead of just trying to get everybody out on a Sunday night, we're going to put some of those on DVD with a workbook. And that means they can be in the small groups. It doesn't mean you have to listen to the whole DVD. You listen to snippets and then go through the teaching. What is it that God wants us established in? You know, there's some subjects that we teach in the Bible Training Center that we would love to teach in church, but there's just not enough Sundays in the year to go through. The Triumphant Church is an amazing series that actually we do 15 classes in the training center. If I tried to do less than three, you wouldn't even catch. I'd be going through it so fast, you wouldn't be able to keep up with the notes. Well, but maybe that's the kind of thing to do in small group.
Okay, so then the next area is increased capacity. And a growing family needs room. That's part of what it said when we looked at the Isaiah passage. A growing family needs room. You know, and as a church, as we're doing these Bring a Friend Sundays, our expectation is that we're going to grow. And so, if we're going to grow, we need to make room. And that means that together we're a team. Together as a team, we all need to get involved. We all need to find our place. Because, you know, this church, it holds a certain number of people, this building. But we were just doing some projections based on, you know, the September when 12 people gave their lives to the Lord that Sunday. Well, if our expectation is that we're going to grow and more and more and more, then actually it's not unrealistic to say that at the end of this year we could be 300 adults in this church. That means that we fill the whole of this room. So if we brought the children in, there'd be too many of us in this room. We wouldn't have enough room, because we'd be expecting the children and youth to grow as well as more families come in. So we need to create room for that. So we're looking at launching a new believers course. We've already talked about that. Having a clearer team identity. You know, we want, when new people walk into this building, we want people to know who to go to. And maybe that's going to be T-shirts or whatever it's going to be, but we want to make sure there's a clear identity. Why? because we exist so people encounter Jesus. We all know one another. We know who serves tea and coffee or who does this. And maybe if you're new in the church, you go, well, actually, I don't know. Well, we want to make it clearer for you so that you can see who to go up to ask. And then we're also looking at internships as well for increased capacity, launching internships. Original plan was for this September, so we'll see. We may do it still for this September, but people can come, learn, and serve in the church.
And then we're reaching the wider scope, reaching new areas and producing new materials. We're working towards 10 church plants. So last year we raised up Pastor Barney in recognition of the training role that he has had, and Pastors Becky and Barney. You know, we're looking to launch a new church in Liverpool by September 18. So a year and a bit's time. We're taking the time. We're working with them to go and establish that. So that's going to be a time for transition, raising up a new people here, helping them actually plant in strength. Mm-hmm. You know, God's got a plan.
Yes.
He's got a tremendous plan that's going to see 10-plus churches already. I know that the more we do this, the more we reach out, the more he will bring people to our doors.
That's
individually.
Right.
We won't see a shrinkage, I tell you, because this coming year is going to be tremendous growth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going to give us plenty of opportunity. And that's why one of the challenges is to say yes to the Lord. Here I am, wholly available.
Mm-hmm.
As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Those are key scriptures for people.
So that's exciting. That's exciting because this is to do with our wider scope. Let's go over here, you know. And but what else are we doing to reach out? So we talked last year about doing the worship album. The worship team have really been working on this album. The goal is to have it available for our 20-year celebration. It's a fantastic time to launch the album. And then we've also been looking how, as a church, we've translated materials before. Getting a grip on the basics has been translated into Farsi, and we use that in our Farsi ministry. But we're looking at, well, hold on a second, why stop there? Because we can do more. So we want to translate some of the true books, the small booklets that my dad has written, Colin Urquhart has written, into Farsi as well, to have them available. I don't know why we stopped. I don't know why we didn't keep translating other stuff. But God is saying now. Mm-hmm. Now is the time. And so we're looking at how to do that, because that'll be used by other people. It won't just be used by us. You know, getting a grip on the basics is not just used by us in Farsi. It's used by loads of other churches who have Farsi ministries. And it's the same with these books. And then there's a fantastic opportunity in June this year, June 16th to the 24th, to go to Egypt with Club 1040 and one of the beautiful women tours that Julie is doing. She's taking a team, and I'm planning to go, and I'd like to take a group of ladies from here as well.
Put that date in your diary.
Put that date in your diary. That's exciting.
June 16th to 24th. June 16th to 24th.
The 24th.
Pastor Claire wants you to go with her.
Yeah. I don't want to go alone.
No.
We need to go together.
Together
it's fun. So more information will come out about that as we get that. So that's the vision for the year.
Woo-hoo.
The vision is reach. You know, don't be confined.
Yeah.
We need to spread out. We need to think big.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has so much for us. And the real question, and Alan said this a minute ago, is the question is, are you available?
Yeah.
Here I am, wholly available. Send me. use me.
Yeah.
You know, are you going to stay here or are you going to reach?
Yeah.
Are you going to reach out to those around you? Are you going to become more effective? Are you going to increase your capacity? Are you coming to Egypt? You know, there's so much for us.
In fact, part of that challenge is this week. So the 3 weeks of fasting, we had a week of praying here, Monday to Friday, praying here for the together part. This week is about love. And that's actually in the life groups. So this week, my challenges to you, or my encouragement, my invitation to you, is to make room at least twice this week to meet as a life group. Maybe you don't normally get a chance to attend. Maybe it isn't convenient normally. But this week, we want to challenge, encourage, spark you, meet up with your life group. Find the people in your area, and you can pray together, because there's life groups this week, as we see love. It's about our outward focus. As we pray together, we're going to see a great change. So setting these 3 weeks aside, changing your time and your schedule, making room for a bit of extra prayer and a bit of extra time with people that you maybe don't get a chance to.
Yeah.
This week, I really want to encourage you. Make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Set the tone of this year. Is work running you? Prayer. Take authority over extra deadlines, extensions, work, travel problems. Speak peace over it so that you can come and be with other people. Take a bit of extra time with the kids to pray.
Maybe
that's one of the reasons that you can't normally go to the life group is you've got young kids. Well, maybe make some arrangements in that life group just for this week so that the kids can be allowed, so that actually you make it. This is going to set the tone of the year.
Well, there's tips about praying with children in the...
Yeah. Okay. Order. And then next week, we're going to be praying here, but working. So we're going to have cleaning of toys. But when you're laying hands on those toys and you're cleaning the toys, you're praying for the kids. There's going to be salvation. There's going to be miracles. There's going to be visions in those children's groups. When you're doing the toilets, you're thinking about those newcomers. As they come in, they don't just see a nice place, but there's something strategic, powerful happens. They even see an angel when they go to the toilet. I mean, isn't that wild? But you know what? People often have visions in this place, but they don't always speak them out. So this time of prayer, I'm telling you, as we reach out of the hand of love, we reach out with what God's given us. It's not a fancy word for the year that is going to cause us to get new vision. It's actually something God's already been speaking. He's been saying it, but what he's actually saying is, when you reach, things are going to be different. This is a year when we're going to reach many.
Yeah.
I'm believing for 100 salvations in this church this year. 100 salvations. You going to believe with me?
Yes.
That's going to take you. Let's stand. Let's believe God together. Let's believe God that he said he didn't. It's more effective means doesn't just mean more work. More effective means more productive.
Yes,
so
that's
when
right.
we speak, change happens. So just stretch your hand. Just close your eyes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, here I am. I belong to you. Just determine that in your heart. You are my Lord. And I belong to you. And at the start of this year, I determine to not say no any time you give me opportunity. When it's convenient and when it's not, I'm going to say yes. Mm-hmm. When someone asks me a question, I'm not going to say I don't know, but I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask you for words. Holy Spirit, I thank you for going ahead and lining opportunities mm-hmm. for me to meet Franks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unique people that you care for, that you have lined up to do good to them through me. Mm-hmm. And I say, here I am, send me. Mm-hmm. Here I am. Send me.
Yes, thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that we are able to do everything that you are asking us to do.
Yeah.
I thank you, Lord, that you enable us, you provide for us, and I thank you that you are with us, that we're not alone, that what you ask us to do is not beyond our reach. But you enable us, Father. And I just pray for everybody here in this room. I pray now for a fresh anointing. A fresh anointing upon everyone. A fresh clarity in hearing your voice. In hearing what you're saying. And Father, I pray that we are an obedient people. That we are obedient to your voice. You know, those who remain in his love are those who obey him. And I want to remain in your love. And so, Father, I pray that we're an obedient people. Father, I thank you for everything that's going to happen this year.
Yeah.
I just thank you, Lord, for all the lives that are going to be touched.
Yeah.
All the lives that are going to be changed. Across the world, Father, as we go out on missions, as we go to our streets, as we reach out to our neighbors, as we touch the lives of our Franks, Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for that anointing upon us as a church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.